Doakes glared at me, and whether it was just the fact that he hated me and suspected me of being what I really was, or whether I actually looked guilty squatting there and fingering a bag of leftovers, I don't know. Whatever the case, I saw a bright gleam of something horrible flash into his eyes, and before I could do anything except gape, Doakes jerked forward, whipped his metallic claw of a hand down, and grabbed the bag out of my car. And as I watched with horror and dread and a growing sense of my own very imminent mortality, he placed his artificial voice box on the roof of the car, opened the bag, reached inside with a triumphant show of teeth at me, and pulled out a truly filthy, rotting, and horrible diaper. And as I watched Doakes's face run the entire spectrum from victory to utter disgust, I remembered. As I had left for my impromptu session with Chapin, Rita had thrust the bag of dirty diapers at me. In my haste, I had left it for later. Then the whole business of Deke's death, my abduction, the dreadful episode with Samantha, it had all driven that tiny, unimportant diaper bag out of my mind. But as the memory flooded back, I felt a rising happiness wash back in with it, made even tastier by the realization that Lillianne, that wonderful, magical child, Lillianne, the diaper queen, the paragon of poop, my own sweet Lillianne, had saved me with her dirty diapers. And even better, she had humiliated Doakes at the same time. Life was good. Fatherhood was once more a wonderful adventure. I stood up and faced Doakes with great good cheer. "I know it's toxic," I said, "and it probably breaks several city ordinances, too." I held out my hand for the bag. "But I beg you, Sergeant, don't arrest me. I promise to throw it away properly." Doakes turned his eyes away from the diaper and on to me, and he looked at me with an expression of loathing and rage so powerful that for just a moment it overpowered the open diaper bag. Then he very carefully said, "Langermacher," and opened the claw holding the bag. It dropped to the pavement, and a moment later the diaper he held in the other claw flopped down beside it. "Langermacher," I said brightly. "Is that Dutch?" But Doakes just grabbed his silver voice box from the roof of the car, turned away from me and the dirty diapers, and stomped away across the parking lot on his two artificial feet. I felt utter and complete relief as I watched him go, and when he vanished at the far end of the parking lot, I took a deep, relaxing breath, which was a very big mistake, considering what lay at my feet. Coughing slightly and blinking away the tears, I bent down and pushed the diaper back into the bag, twisted the bag closed, and carried it to the dumpster.